2 weeks ago, Cook Inlet Keeper lost in federal court in Anchorage on its request for an injunction on construction when U.S. District Court Judge Ralph Beastlein ruled in just 4 days against halting construction of the 32-mile rail link. Cook Inlet Keeper and co-petitioners took it to the Ninth Circuit Court as an emergency request. Yesterday, they lost. The environmental groups can file a similar request on a regular timeline to halt construction in the Ninth Circuit, despite the emergency motion being denied yesterday. Bob Shavelson from Cook Inlet Keeper says the Port Mac Rail project will never pay for itself, and at an impact to 96 acres of wetland, it will disrupt the ecosystem that fish and birds depend on.
Essentially, when a biologist looks at this project, they see a 35-mile-long dam across the wetlands that feed these important salmon habitat for the Mapsu Valley. Now, of course, the railroad and the Mapsu Barrel say, oh, well, we have bridges and culverts. Well, bridges and culverts don't take care of all the sheet flow and the complex hydrology that salmon need to survive. So, you know, what we're seeing here is just another one of the kind of the slices in the death by a thousand cuts, where you take away this habitat, you take away this habitat. And you would think that the people in the valley looking at diminished fish runs and closures increasingly over the years would be very sensitive to a project of this magnitude impacting fish habitat.
Mapsu Borough Public Information Officer Patty Sullivan says the environmental impact assessment for the project is over 600 pages, and in previous rulings by the Ninth Circuit said the environmental impact statement contained detailed, thorough, and thoughtful discussion of wetland impacts and mitigation measures.
Yesterday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals denied a request to stop construction of Port Mac Rail, and it was an emergency appeal, and it came from 2 weeks ago, a case in federal court in Anchorage in which the judge, U.S. District Court Judge Ralph Beastlein, ruled against the plaintiff, saying stopping construction does not appear to be in the best interest of the public. They filed an emergency appeal in Ninth Circuit Court, and they most recently yesterday said we're not going to allow an injunction on construction.
District Court has yet to rule on the merits of the plaintiff's case that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers wetland permit was valid. For KTNA, I'm Lorian Nettleton.